Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord.
Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.
Let us pray. Assist us mercifully with your help, O Lord God of our salvation, that we may enter with joy upon the contemplation of those mighty acts whereby you have given us life and immortality through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
When Jesus and his disciples had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee."
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is right to praise you, Almighty God, for the acts of love by which you have redeemed us through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. On this day, he entered the holy city of Jerusalem in triumph and was proclaimed as King of Kings by those who spread their garments and branches of palm along his way. Let these branches be for us signs of his victory, and grant that we who bear them in his name may ever hail him as our King and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life, who lives and reigns in glory with you and the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
Let us go forth in peace.
In the name of Christ. Amen. Amen.
Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing aloud Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the sky. Hosanna, sing aloud Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the sky. Blessed is the one who comes marching to Jerusalem to praise. Hosanna, sing aloud Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the sky. Hosanna, sing aloud Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the sky. Blessed is the one who comes marching to Jerusalem to stand before us in God's name. We bow down before him, we worship and adore him, we sing Hosanna to the sky. Hosanna, sing aloud Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the sky. Hosanna, sing aloud Hosanna, sing Hosanna. Hosanna to the skies. The one who comes marching to Jerusalem to stand before us in God's name. We bow down before him, we worship and adore him, we sing Hosanna to the sky.
Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing aloud Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the sky.
Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing aloud Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the sky. Blessed is the one who comes marching to Jerusalem to stand before us in God's name. We bow down before him, we worship and adore him, we sing Hosanna to the sky.
Thank you.
God be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, in your tender love for the human race, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to take upon him our nature and to suffer death upon the cross, giving us the example of his great humility. Mercifully grant that we may walk in the way of his suffering and also share in his resurrection. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning he wakens my ear to listen as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, I did not turn backward. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. The Lord God helps me, therefore I have not been disgraced. Therefore I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. It is the Lord God who helps me. Who will declare me guilty? Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Please join in reading from Psalm 31, antiphonally, by whole verse. Those sitting on the lector side, on my side, will read the odd number of verses. Those sitting on the choir side will read the even number of verses. Have mercy on me, O God, for I am in trouble. My eye is consumed with sorrow, and also my throat and my belly.
For my life is wasted with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength fails me because of affliction, and my bones are consumed.
I have become a reproach to all my enemies, and even to my neighbors, a dismay to those of my acquaintance. When they see me in the street, they avoid me.
I am forgotten like a dead man, out of mind. I am as useless as a broken pot.
For I have heard the whispering of a crowd. Fear is all around. They put their heads together against me. They plot to take my life.
But as for me, I have trusted in you, O God. I have said, you are my God.
My times are in your hand. Rescue me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me.
Make your face to shine upon your servant, and in your loving kindness save me.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Philippians. Let the same mind be in you that was in Jesus Christ, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Were you there when they Jesus gathered his disciples in the upper room, and there he shared the Passover meal with them. But even as he instructed them in the meaning of the bread and wine, he told his followers he would soon be betrayed by one of them. After the meal, he went away to pray. There he was surrounded by a group of men led by Judas, the one called Iscariot. Judas stepped forward and greeted Jesus with a kiss. At this signal, the crowd seized Jesus and led him away to be tried.
Was I there? Yes. Not in body, but I was certainly there. You see, I was the one who turned him in, the betrayer. But what no one will understand and hear is that I thought I was doing the right thing. I was a zealot. I knew we were God's chosen people, yet we lived as slaves. I would have done anything to see Israel restored to its rightful place. I prayed for the coming Messiah to come and lead us, and then Jesus came. He said such marvelous things. He told us about the coming of the kingdom of God. He called us the light of the world and the salt of the earth. I could see the two of us, him and I, leading the people, crushing those people who had their heels at our throats. But then he changed. He began to speak of meekness and forgiveness and loving the enemy. That night, when he talked about being turned in and being killed, I couldn't believe how he just took it, like a lamb.
Who before the shearer is mute.
Why didn't he fight? We needed a leader, a king, to rise up against our oppressors. But when he changed, I turned him in. As soon as I kissed him, I knew, though, that I had messed up. I tried to stop it. I went back to the high priest. I gave him back their silver. It was no use. It was too late, and I knew that I couldn't live with what I had done. But do you know what the most painful part is?
Are you there when they crucify my Lord?
I think he forgives me. Even me. That he could love even me.
Then the chief priests sent Jesus to the palace of the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate.
No, I wasn't actually there. I have centurions for that. I merely passed the sentence. It was unclear to me what all the uproar was about. He was a small man, nothing special about him, certainly not a threat to me. But the priests and the crowd were, well, hysterical. Nothing would satisfy them. I questioned him, and yet he would not defend himself. I tried having the crowd. I tried to satisfy the crowd by having Jesus flogged, but that was not enough. I offered to free one of the condemned men. They chose a common thief over their so-called king. Nothing would do but the death of the Nazarene. Enough! So, I will give the order. But remember, This is the will of the people.
Then Pilate pardoned Barabbas, but he had Jesus whipped and handed him over to be crucified.
Jesus, forgive me. I have no excuse, except for that I was afraid. But he knew my weaknesses better than any.
Jesus said,
"It pains me to say this, Peter, but before the cock crows, you will have denied me 3 times.
Even now, I still can't really believe I did it. I had seen the healings, the miracles. I had called the Messiah, the Son of the living God. He looked at me, through me, really, and called me Peter.
Jesus said,
"And now, Simon, I'm going to tell you who you really are. You are Peter, a rock, the rock upon which I will put together my church, a church so filled with energy, not even the gates of hell can hold it back."
When I was with him, I felt so alive, on fire, really. It was like being swept along by a great wave. I felt I could do anything. And now he's gone, I can't stop weeping. Jesus, I know what you expect me to do, but I can't do it without you. I need you.
Strong enough to be there when most others fled. I stood there with the other women, with Mary, his mother. We had followed him from Galilee. We were willing to support him in any way we could, but now there was nothing. There was nothing we could do to save him. But we could be strong. And so we stood there and watched and prayed. And I never moved my eyes from him. Until he died.
Were you there when they laid him in the tomb?
Oh, my sweet child, what have they done to your beautiful body? When you were a baby, we blessed you and took you to the temple to consecrate you, and Simeon, he lifted you up and blessed you and said that you would be the light of all nations and the glory of Israel. But he warned me that one day they would rise up to hurt you.
And a sword shall pierce your own soul too, Mary.
Sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble.
So I knew it was coming, but not like this, not like this. I nurtured you as a child, and I saw you up there, and by the end of it, you were so thirsty, and I couldn't even moisten your lips. But I'm here now. I'm here now, and so, one last time, I'll wash your body, wrap you in clean cloth, and I'll kiss your head one more time. And pray that you wake in the morning.
Please stand as you are able. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. So let us cry out to our Lord, saying, "Crucified King, have mercy on us."
Have mercy on your church, O Lord, for the times we have denied you. We have not been as humble as you are humble. We have been unwilling to share the gospel with our friends and families. Crucified King,
have mercy on us.
Have mercy on those who hold authority in the nations of the world, O Lord, especially those who are threatened by your message of love and justice. Have mercy on us for our silence and complicity. Crucified King,
have mercy on us.
Have mercy on us who are called to be stewards of your creation, O Lord. We have exploited and mistreated your masterpiece. Have mercy on us and teach us to love what you have called good. Crucified King,
have mercy on us.
Have mercy on us, O Lord. Teach us to value what you value. Increase in us love for our neighbors. Crucified King,
have mercy on us.
Have mercy on all who are sick and suffering, O Lord. Strengthen those whose strength fails them. Comfort and care for those wasted with grief. Make your face to shine upon your servants. We pray especially for those on our parish prayer list. Crucified King,
have mercy on us.
Merciful Lord, you know the pain of death, even death on a cross. Have mercy on the dying and the dead. Bring them to the joy of everlasting life in you. Crucified King,
have mercy on us.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, whose Son humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death. Receive the prayers we offer this day for all those in need in every place, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you
in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Good morning. It's lovely to have so many of you here this morning. I hope everyone was here in time to greet Jenny and Larry and enjoy the procession in. I also think we should give our thanks to everyone involved in the Passion Play this morning. That was really, really wonderful. There's a lot of information on your yellow sheet, and I won't go through it all. I do want to make sure that you see the different things that we're doing during Holy Week, which begins today. We have we're winding up some of the formation opportunities that we've had during Lent. There's information about that, and then really we enter deeply into Holy Week when we get to Wednesday. We have morning prayer here in the church. We have the musical meditations for Tenebrae. Maundy Thursday, you may have noticed that we've added something for Maundy Thursday. We're going to have a very light supper out in the narthex before the Maundy Thursday service. That's really to help us remember that the major point of this service is it was the institution of the Eucharist. It's reminding us of the Last Supper, and that opportunity to break bread together should be very meaningful. So you can come to that before the 7 o'clock service, or of course also just come to the 7 o'clock service. We have two services on Good Friday, and then as Carol told us when we got to this part of the announcements at the 8 o'clock, the very best service of the whole year, if you're a liturgy geek, and who isn't, is on Easter, the Easter Vigil on Saturday night. So really, that is just, it is every no holds barred, and we'd love to have all of you there. Do bring bells and noisemakers if you are coming to be part of the festivities. Obviously, we're going to have a great Easter Sunday morning. We have lots of activities for kids. We have an Easter egg hunt after the 10 o'clock service. There's just so much going on. And then on the back page, you'll notice that we have a few different ways that we're asking for some financial contributions from you. The Easter plate offering you're going to hear about in a second, but there's also this Easter memorials and thanksgivings. And if you want a name of a loved one added to the Easter bulletin, we do need to receive that information tomorrow, the 30th, yes. And then just don't forget that everything doesn't end at Easter. Easter Sunday is the beginning of a season. And the one thing that's happening after Easter Sunday that I want to point out is that Saturday, April 11th, we're helping to host a fundraiser at SudWorks. Our own Charlie Bamforth is going to give a presentation, Brewing Stories with Charlie Bamforth, and it will all the proceeds will go to the YOLO Interfaith Immigration Network. As I was sending information about this out to some of our other churches in Davis, I said, who said that scientists can't be fun? Because that is what Charlie brings to the table. So to tell us about our Easter plate offering, Tim Williams.
Well, good morning, everybody. So we all know that there's over 600 homeless people living in Davis. And so the SJNO committee, Social Justice and Outreach, and Vestry has designated the Easter offering as the Heart of Davis Safe Parking Program. So to give you a little background, the Safe Parking Program provides right now 8 homeless individuals who sleep in their cars a safe place to live or sleep overnight. But it's much more than just a safe place. It's a comprehensive support program helping individuals who sleep in their cars identify and overcome obstacles to finding and maintaining stable homes. Thus far, 2 people have transitioned to housing with a large wait list of people wanting to join. The Safe Parking Program currently, in its first year, is using a local church parking lot. Homeless individuals who live in their cars and are approved for the program have access to a morning and evening meals. They have restrooms, an indoor room for socializing and counseling. And they have over 70 volunteers to help make this program, but it's still a little bit of a cost, about $2,300 a month to run this program. This summer, they plan to expand to a second site, doubling the program cost. We thank you for considering the Safe Parking Program for your Easter offering and to help make this happen. It would mean so much to those who live on the margins in our community. And if you'd like more details after the service, I'd be happy to talk to you about that. And Molly Hillis, raise your hand, Molly. Higher, higher. There you go. She's on the board, and she knows a lot more than I do, but it's definitely a program that's worth supporting. So hopefully you'll do that. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim, and thank you to everyone who worked to put that idea together to support that program. I forgot to say one of the really great things that we have going on next Sunday, Easter Sunday, is a kind of a potluck brunch, and there are sign-up sheets in the back. So Maria, or outside, Maria's pointing me in the right direction. Oh, that's right. There are these really nice posters. Don't just rush by them. Please do go ahead and sign up if you're able to be here and to bring something. I see we have ushers in the back. If you're new here today, raise your hand so that they can bring you a goodie bag. I see a hand over here. Wonderful. Don't be shy. There's good information in there and chocolate as well. So keep your hand up. Oh, there's one in the back too. 2 hands up. Yay. Thank you. I know we have some celebrations and milestones. There were a couple that we heard about at the 8 o'clock service. Margaret, we had 2 birthdays.
So we had two birthdays. Dennis Wilcox is celebrating a birthday this coming weekend. I think it was Cindy Kangas had a birthday or is having a birthday.
Yes, it was a different Cindy. Anyway.
I'm sorry, it might have been, was it?
Yes, so we had Cindy had a birthday. Dennis Wilcox is having a birthday.
And
Dolan had a birthday.
That's right.
Yeah. I see somebody in the back. Oh, you have a birthday coming up? Lovely. Someone else? Maria? Who had a birthday? Laddie had a birthday. That's right. We saw you on your birthday. Somewhere over here? Yes? We love your grandchildren. They keep us going with our celebrations and milestones. Yes.
Yeah, turned 25 yesterday.
Aw, 25th birthday. This is great. Anyone else?
I was handed another one.
Okay.
This is a celebration and a milestone. James Hochbruckner has successfully had his surgery and he's back in Davis recovering.
Excellent. We're so pleased for James. That's fantastic. Okay, well, lots to celebrate today. So if you turn to page 6 in your bulletin, we say the celebrations and milestones prayer together. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our communion is at the rail. You can come forward and stand or kneel or whatever works best for you. There will be ushers up front who will let you know when it is time to go up to the rail. We have gluten-free, vegan, homemade communion bread, and we really encourage everyone who feels called to come forward. If you're not able to come up to the rail, just let us know and or let an usher know, and we'll be sure to bring communion to you. We have the option when you receive the bread into your hand, you can consume it and then wait for the chalice, the cup, to come along, or you can hold on to the bread and the person coming along will take that from you and tinct it into the wine and hand it back to you. So there are different ways that you can receive communion, but everyone is welcome to come forward. Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and make good your vows to the Most High. God be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For our sins he was lifted high upon the cross, that he might draw the whole world to himself. And by his suffering and death, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who put their trust in him. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. And gracious God, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you, in your mercy, sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Maker of all. Jesus stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, Jesus took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, Almighty God, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling Christ's death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in Christ. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through Jesus Christ, our Savior. By Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, first in Spanish and then in English, we pray as our Savior Christ has taught us. Padre nuestro que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día. Perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación y líbranos del mal. Porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Lamb of God, you
gifts of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
Please rise as you are able for the post-communion prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of Christ and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. May you find in Christ crucified a strength in times of darkness, a support in times of weakness, and the assurance that life is eternal. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Thank you.
Let us bless the Lord.